USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump says he did not warn Vladimir Putin about meddling in the 2020 election during a phone call on Friday, and said the Russian president was not surprised allegations that Moscow colluded with the Trump campaign proved false.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse, but he knew that because he knew there was no collusion.
A Boeing 747 coming from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, with 136 people on board, skidded off a runway and into a river at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in Florida. Everyone has been accounted for alive. The plane ended up in the shallow portion of the St. Johns River. A panel of federal judges ruled Friday that Ohio's congressional districts were unconstitutionally drawn up by the Republicans for their political advantage, and it ordered a new map for the 2020 elections. Republican officials say they will appeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hyla Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureuriva.com.
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham will give White House Special Counsel Robert Mueller a chance to tell his side of the story, but that isn't the same as promising to let Mueller testify before his committee, as Democrats are demanding. Graham sent Mueller a letter Friday inviting him to provide testimony if there was any misrepresentation in Attorney General William Barr's recollection of conversations the two men had regarding characterizations of Mueller's report on the two-year investigation into possible misconduct by the president. On Wednesday, Barr appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which Graham chairs. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has been touring flooded communities in Scott County along the Mississippi River, and she tells WHBF.
We're looking at this from short-term, intermediate, and long-term. So it's to make sure that we collect the information that we need so we can get that turned around into FEMA so we can get this county designated so that can help the individuals, and then just to be as helpful as we can for as we begin the recovery process.
Parts of Davenport, Iowa remain underwater, and across the river in Rock Island, Illinois, the river has reached record levels. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Today's jobs numbers show the lowest unemployment rate in a half century. The Labor Department report also pointed to higher hourly wages, but Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says it's not universal.
Although we have good gross numbers, Americans, many are hurting as far as their own income is concerned in the workforce. They have to work more than one job. The income they're receiving is not adequate in order to deal with their just basic needs of life. We have not seen a fair distribution of the wage growth in America.
President Trump, speaking to reporters Friday at the White House, says he's happy to run in 2020 on the economy.
The economy is unbelievable. We're at 3.6% unemployment. That's the lowest number since 1969.
On Friday, the Labor Department announced that the economy added 263,000 jobs, and hourly wages grew by 0.2% in April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average Index of top stocks has been hovering near its record high in recent days. Gross domestic product rose by 3.2% in the first quarter. Speaking to leaders of three churches in Louisiana that were burned by an arsonist, Vice President Mike Pence said Friday the churches will continue to enjoy strong support and rebuilding should begin soon.
The best days for these three churches, for faith in Louisiana and faith in America. Yes, sir.
Pence and President Trump have been accused of not paying enough attention to the attacks on the churches, which authorities say were committed by the son of a local sheriff's deputy. Holden Matthews has pleaded not guilty to arson and other charges. Media company Sinclair Broadcasting Group is buying Fox's regional sports networks for $9.6 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.